This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The Webster Music Station, Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an author. Her name is Anna Lichenka, and she has a brand new book called The Adventures of Matt Ruffs, Book One, Mexican Jewel. Anna, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Oh, everything's going great. Thank you, Zach, for having me.
Yes, anytime. And thank you so much for coming on, talking about this really cool book. By the way, I love the cover of the book. It's cool. It's like all red and it's got the mountains behind it with like this sick text. I love it. It's so cool.
Thank you.
It's called The Adventures of Matt Ruff. And tell me all about the book and what it's all about.
Well, it's an action adventure book. It's a travel adventure. There's several very interesting characters that I really enjoyed working on developing. It starts with Matt Ruff, of course, one of the main characters. So he's a young man. He's 26 years old. He's from Canada. And he doesn't quite know what he wants to do in life yet. But what he does love is to jump on a plane and travel to a new country. And he likes to do it by himself because he likes to immerse in a new culture, meet new people for a few days and then come back. So this time, he's also a nature lover. So this time he ventured off. He's in Mexico and he's unfortunately lost in a Mexican cave. And he encounters quite an adventure inside the cave. And there are other characters. I mean, some of the things he encounters is Mayan civilization. So ancient Mayan civilization that is still performing their old rituals, their traditional rituals inside the cave, even though they're forbidden on the outside. He also encounters underground hospital research facility, and I won't tell more because the reader should read the book.
Of course, don't give away the whole book, but that is amazing. That's such a cool, like, you know, a cool, fun, and exciting, thrilling book that people can definitely take a read to. When did you come up with this, with the story? Like when did you kind of start diving in and figuring out what you wanted to write about for this?
Well, I wanted to write a novel for a while. I've always loved writing. I published my first newspaper when I was 4 years old at home. And then I wrote a lot of short stories, always been receiving good feedback. I owned and operated my own magazine for print magazine for 7-8 years at some point. And I really wanted to write novels. I have a lot of ideas for different novels. And I had the time during the COVID pandemic, you know, we're all at home. And I just, one day I just started writing because it was just, you know, happening in my mind, especially a travel adventure and a non-travel.
What's not better than to write about, you know, traveling when you couldn't travel at that time?
Exactly. And I love traveling. I go to so many countries. I travel almost every month. So this series, it's just the first book in the series, and there will be more. And the same characters will meet in different situations, different countries a few years later, and maybe meet new characters along the way. So it's really fun. Some of my readers, and I just published very, very recently, but I already have, of course, some feedback. They're comparing this to Indiana Jones, sort of the modern Indiana Jones, that kind of pace and adventure story. There are a lot of philosophy as well, a lot of history, everything factual in terms of history, geography, cultural information. I researched it really well, so it's all completely true.
That's amazing.
And just the story is fiction.
So, you know, obviously doing the research, you know, let me ask you, how did you do the research? Where did you go? What was your, like exploring? Like, did you actually go to these places yourself or did you?
Well, I've been to Mexico and I've been in the caves. Unfortunately, I was not lost, but I have.
Not unfortunately, thank God you weren't lost.
That's why I'm here. I'm back.
Yes. Well, you're able to tell the story.
He did escape in the end too. But I met Mayan people. You know, of course, the civilization is much reduced because of certain tragedies that happened to them. But you still can go and meet them in Mexico. So other characters I have is a shaman and his daughter, who's also going to become a healer, and they really love the way they heal people and they compare their arts to modern medicine and they really, really show how different certain views are on how to heal the body and spirit and they're not so sure, you know, who is correct. They think they're correct, but it's interesting to compare that. So I did a lot of internet research, of course. Today we have that ability. I talk to people who are experts as well as, you know, added to that my own travel. So the mood of the place came from my own experience.
Well, that is awesome. And honestly, it's cool that you're your own traveler too. How many places have you traveled to?
I've probably been to maybe 35 countries.
Oh, wow. That's got to be expensive, though, I must say.
Well, a little bit at a time.
What was your favorite place to go to?
Oh, my God. I can't say which one is an absolute favorite. It really depends on the mood. Mm-hmm. I love to explore. I'm a little bit like Matt. I do go with friends usually, though. But I love to explore. I love to see something new. I'm leaving tomorrow for Turkey.
Oh, wow. Very nice. Well, congratulations. Enjoy Turkey. I've never been there either. I've never been outside the United States, except for, I guess, I was in Canada once. I mean, I guess technically I was out of this country, but I mean, Canada and New York, and you know, the United States are kind of similar.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarity, but a little bit it's different. Here in Montreal, we have a French influence, you know.
There you go. That is true. You do have the French. That is true, and you know, and it's more prominent there. And you do have the great poutine.
Right. Yes. Right. you should come and visit.
I need to go. I'm dying to go back. Oh my God, it was so much fun. I was in where was I? I forget now where I was, but I was in what's it called? Toronto, Canada. That's where I was. Toronto.
Yes.
Yeah, Toronto. That's also interesting. Unbelievable.
That's the biggest city.
Yes. And that's why I'm like, it was kind of the same as New York.
You should go to Quebec City. So in the province of Quebec, we have Montreal, which is kind of a business capital. Mm-hmm. There's tourism as well, but there is also Quebec City. And Quebec City is very, very French, and it's an old city. It's such a great place to visit. You will feel like you're in Europe without actually having to fly across the ocean. And if you're coming to Quebec, you must go there. If you fly into Montreal, drive to Quebec City. It's only a couple of hours, but you have to go. You're in New York. You can drive.
Oh, I could totally drive.
It's a long drive, okay? Flying is better. But you could. I actually drove down to New York once. It's just drive straight north for 7 or 8 hours and you'll be here.
Oh, beautiful. All right. I'll be there just soon so I can get my poutine. It's gonna be fantastic. But let's go back to the book here. The Adventures of Matt Ruff's book one, Mexican Jewel. I mean, did you already know when you were writing this book that you were gonna make this a series, or was it just, you just realized this has to be a series?
You know, when I started writing, I didn't know if I was writing the full novel just yet. I thought I would do it a little bit later, mm-hmm. but I just started writing one day and it was relaxing for me. And then I sort of like saw this movie in my head and I was just quickly writing it down. And then, you know, I wrote a few pages, a few chapters. And then a few days later, I said, okay, let's continue. What's happening next? And it was so much fun to imagine it. I never really revised the book. It's really the first draft, just professionally edited, though, of course. It's always a good idea because I've been a publisher, so I know that. But I really just wrote down the movie that I imagined so in my mind. When I got to the end of the novel and I said, okay, this is nice grand finale, then I knew that I'd like to write more. So my characters are not done. Like, they're going to have more adventures.
Well, that's really cool. And I'm glad you were, you know, able to kind of figure that out, because I feel like when you're reading this book, obviously, you know, people are going to want more for sure.
Actually, I had somebody posted a review online about the book on Amazon, and it's exactly what he said. Like, I wanted more. I hope there is more.
Well, perfect. I was right. See, I mean, like, It's such a cool story, and like,
yeah, and he said it's such a, like, in the reviews, said it's such an easy read that he read it all in 2 days, and it's kind of soothing the language, and I was surprised. I didn't know my writing was soothing.
Well, you know what? Now you do. I mean, you've been writing since you were 4 years old. You know, I mean, at that time, did you always want to write a book, or did you later on obviously figure it out? Like, you know, this is what I want to do.
Well, I always thought that I would, and I wanted to. I was so busy. You know, you have school, then you have this, you have that. I'm an entrepreneur. I have different projects. So writing a novel is more involved. It takes time.
Yeah.
It's much longer. So it's, even though my novel is not super long, it's not 1,000 pages, but it is 250 pages. So
I mean, I think that's long for me. I mean, I'm not a huge bookworm, but like, you know, I think 250 pages is a long book.
No, it took me over a year. I didn't write it every day. You know, it's when I'm, you know, I have that space, that creativity, that mood. Sometimes I would write for a few days in a row and then maybe not write for a month. I wrote when I'm really into it and in the flow of writing.
Yeah.
And the ideas come. So yeah, it takes time. I just, I always wanted to write novels, and I'd like to write a lot more. But in the past, I wrote a lot of short stories.
Well, how do you get into that creative mindset? What do you do first?
It's hard to say. I don't know. It just happens.
It's all natural.
It happens. I just know when I have to write. I have it. Now is a good time. It just comes to me. I don't push myself because I don't have to do it. So I'm not struggling with any writer's block because if I'm not in the mood, I don't have to write.
Yeah, fair enough. And you know, you shouldn't force yourself to write.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because then it's not going to be as good. It's when it's actually kind of almost like pouring out of me. It's in my mind. I see this movie. I see this turn happening. The characters are doing this. And one thing that I wanted to do with the characters is make them real as possible. So there are people with their emotions and contemplations, and you hear their thoughts, like, you know what they're thinking. So they're not, like, if they're brave, they're not 100% brave. They have their doubts. Like, they have, you know, they think in something like in one scene, the shaman, the healer of the village, is being sent to the mountains to pray to the mountain spirits, which is the highest way of, like, the mountain spirits are the most powerful spirits, but they're also very scary. And it is part of the Aztec culture. This shaman is from Aztec tribe. So, and they heard that COVID pandemic is going around the world, and it's not yet in their village because it's kind of remote, but they want him to go and pray to his mountain spirits to ask them to save the village from the pandemic. So he's going, and he brought his herbs, and he's going to make a fire, and he goes up the mountains, and now the night starts to fall, and he's making the fire, and he's starting to think, oh my God, this is really spooky, like, this is really creepy, like I'm really scared, like, what if they're real, these mountain spirits, what if they kill me, I don't know. And then he's starting to think, well, would anyone know if I didn't do this? What if I just hide somewhere and I sleep and then I come back and I say I did it? And then he starts to think, well, what if they ask me for details? And he's thinking, well, I could just say mountain spirits ordered me not to say anything because that's, you know, very secret. Mm. And then he overcomes that. Like, he actually goes through with the ceremony.
Well, that
but he's a not just, okay, you know, I'm going to get it done, and he's a Superman.
But you know, at the same time, he feels like he is.
Oh yes, no, he is really, because he does go through with the ceremony. Although afterwards he's so exhausted because it takes so much emotion from him that he falls asleep. And he's very soon captured by the assassins.
Oh, Jesus. Well, this sounds like an awesome book. I mean, I'm excited for readers to read it. Again, we're talking with Anna Lichanka. The book is called The Adventures of Matt Ruffs, Book One, Mexican Jewel. Anna, where can people buy the book? Where can people check you out?
Well, right now, as of today, it's available on Amazon. So there is an electronic version, Kindle. It's for those who have Kindle Unlimited, it's actually free. And it's also, there is also a print copy that people can order, and it will be soon available in many more retail outlets, etc. It's been recently published only a week ago. So Amazon is the first one to make it available.
Awesome. Well, you can go on Amazon and you can check out The Adventures of Matt Ruff's Book One, Mexican Jewel by Anna Lichenka. Anna Lichenka, thank you so much for coming on the Zach Feldman Show. Seriously, best of luck with everything.
Thank you, Zach.
And make sure you eat some poutine for me, please.
I will.
I am jealous.
You should come soon.
Yes, one of these days. Invite me over. Here we go. We're going to have a big party. It'll be a lot of fun. Anna Lichenka, everybody. Again, the book is called The Adventures of Matt Ruff's Book One, Mexican Jewel. You can get it on Amazon. The website, Music Station, Z Radio Live. Back with more Zach Feldman Show after this.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.